Hello everybody, I'm Gosha from Cosmic Agency, and oh my god, I'm here with this video today to make a specialest announcement of all. As you know, our contact with our Taygeta and Pleiadian friends, crew, people is in writing. Some of you are still asking me sometimes, how is your communication taking place? And I always respond, it's in writing, using a live chat, using the technology of the internet. They are right here, very close, in the orbit, and they have the ability, why not, to connect to us using the technology of the internet. And this is how our communication has been taking place. This is how Dale has talked to them also, Dale Harder, with whom I recently made the interview. So now, what is this announcement about? Okay, so yesterday and today, two amazing things happened. And it's because for the first time in 2 years since we began our communication with them, almost 2 years, not exactly, but almost, we could connect with them, and especially with one person, I will explain who, through the audio. Yesterday, for the first time, we could hear the voice of the Taygetan man, Taygetan pilot, who actually came down here with his individual ship from the bigger ship in the orbit that they are in right now, and he connected with us this way. It was the first time, like I'm saying, in the first 2 years, in 2 years, that we've heard the audio, the voice of someone, of one of them. And it happened to be not Svaru, not Aneka, not anybody else, but his name is Dor Kalel, and it's a Taygetan pilot. Why him and not anybody else? Well, that's probably a long story now to explain, but in short, he's a pilot, he's experienced, he's been flying around our orbit for quite some time, and he was the most appropriate person to be doing this. He did this actually on his own accord. Svaru was a bit worried, and Isabel worried about him doing this, because it's not completely safe. So he is very daring and he's very courageous, and he did this out of his own will, and we appreciate this very much. Now, the experience was, we could hear him, but he couldn't hear us yesterday. For whatever technical reasons, it was the reverse to how it usually is, because sometimes, even though I just said that the communication normally is in writing, but sometimes we connect our audio, they can hear us, but they respond in writing. So this time, yesterday, was the reverse. We could hear him, but he couldn't hear us. We were typing. And, well, it was quite an experience. We were speaking in Spanish because it was in Robert. His Spanish is great, even though he's quite shy. And it was a bit uncomfortable in the beginning and nervous, which is completely understandable. He doesn't have much experience or at all talking human languages, even though they know human languages, some of them, not all of them. And it was quite an experience. We were all nervous. I mean, it was the first time, being in the presence of the extraterrestrial person, hearing his voice. It is a completely different experience when you are looking at the text and chatting in text and seeing all these sentences come out in the text, in a written form. We are from Taygeta and we are here and we are offering this knowledge and we are here telling you this and that, and in our planet this and this happens. It's completely different when you hear this coming out of someone's mouth in a voice form. Then it gave me shivers, knowing that I am really in the presence of a person from another planet. Unbelievable. So that was yesterday. We talked for about 20 minutes. Now, today, we had another conversation, another meeting, and this time it was a full conversation. We were able to hear each other who was present in the conversation. This time it was in English, and we did this with Dale Harder. He was present. He was participating in the conversation. Dor Kael, the Tigerton pilot, and Robert. Robert was listening because his English is not so good. And we talked for about an hour about different subjects. He was explaining to us the kind of plane that he operated. That probably could explain. Dale could explain more of that. He's more on the technical side. It's interesting to note that he is in his ship, in his private individual ship. However, he's using a disguise of another plane for the local tower controls. So in their radars, they actually perceive him as a private jet, And it was very fun to hear the local tower controls people speaking, and we could hear the turbines like a swooshing sound, a very very distant swooshing sound, like plane going or something going through the air, like shh, like a little wind or something. Amazing. And the reason why also he used this plane as a disguise to the tower controls and not any other planes is because it's a private jet that, from what I understand, is known to be always changing its route and changing their directions. So this way it wouldn't raise any suspicions why he's constantly changing the directions or going this way or another. I don't know much about this stuff, but this is what I understood. Now, this time we spoke in English. He was a bit more comfortable and relaxed because he's saying that he's more comfortable speaking English. What is really important to clarify is that it's a human voice, okay? As we keep saying over and over again, they are humans. They are here. They are not some strange mystical engine, so his voice is not going to sound like coming from the Star Wars movie. You know, it's not the ordinary voice, I take it back, it's a human voice. So let's take this out of our minds, that they sound different, that they would look different. Some of them do, and some of them will probably look like very impressive human beings, especially men. They are very tall and corpulent, and so, but they are humans, they are people. So the voice also will sound like a human voice. Having said that, it was very clear to me that what was behind this voice was a very noble and innocent person. You could feel that there is nothing dirty, nothing. Malignant? I'm not sure if that exists in English. Nothing evil, nothing bad, nothing tricky. It was very clean and pure, even innocent, childlike. I wouldn't say, not the tone. The tone was very deep and profound and strong. You could tell it's a very strong man. By the way, he's almost 2 meters tall. So you could tell it's a strong, tall man. But I mean, the innocence of the child as an intention. So you could feel the purity and nobleness, nobility. I'm losing English words because I'm constantly between Spanish and English. And so you could feel the purity and innocence of the heart, and someone with a very, very, very good heart, a very good person. Hey, through the whole experience, it's very difficult to explain the words, the feeling. It's very difficult to explain the feeling, because apart from just listening to words, what I was doing when I'm listening to him is to trying to tune into his vibration and tune into the reality in the world that he represents, and the reality in the words and the reality in the world that he's coming from. the 5D reality, which is our home, which is buried in our memory. So through his voice, I was trying to connect with that memory of the 5D reality, because we are 5D beings, just forgotten. And I was using his voice as a kind of a signpost, in order to guide me deeper into myself, in order to maybe regain some memory of that reality. So that's quite amazing. And he was willing to answer any questions that we had. You know, they are also worried. They are also worried about whether sharing this with you is convenient or not at this point. And I'll probably explain this in a separate video, where I will be talking about proof and why can't there be any physical, tangible proof at this point, and why it's not convenient and not necessary, and why it hasn't been provided. There are so many reasons behind it. There is not just one simple answer to this, and I will explain it in detail in one of the future videos that I will publish this month. So they are very careful. It took them 2 years to finally come to this point with us, to gain trust and to be able to transmit to us in this way. So we are very, very, very grateful. Thank you, Kael, for doing this for us, for doing this for your team as well. And thank you, all of you, for having this trust in us and for offering us this gift. It's a historical day for us. It's a special day. And I don't know what else to say. I will be continuing to share with you if anything else comes up. But for now, this is it. I just wanted to share my joy. And oh, by the way, yes, on Wednesday, if you are listeners of Coast to Coast, Dale Harder will be on George Nouri's talk show on Wednesday, and he will be talking about this contact and about Svaru and the Taigetans, and perhaps, only perhaps, I might join him. It's not for sure yet. I don't know yet. But please, if you are a subscriber, because I think, from what I know, you need to be a subscriber to Coast to listen to that. But yes, I don't remember the time, but you can check out the website Coast to Coast and listen to Dale this way, and maybe to me. I don't know if I'll be on. Thank you so much. It's a special day. They are here. They are here. We are not alone and never have been and never ever will be. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening.